With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Taking a cue from her boss, that would be President Trump, newly confirmed Attorney General Pam Bondi has hit the ground running, coordinating with Homeland Security to crush drug cartels. Bondi is also cutting sanctuary city funds and is investigating Trump targeting lawfare. Prayer on the breakfast menu this morning for President Trump.
The president spoke at two prayer breakfast events, one hosted by a private group and one at the U.S. Capitol.
We have to bring religion back.
He also reflected on last summer's assassination attempt.
I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened.
The president announced the creation of a Religious Liberty Commission, a Justice Department task force aimed at eradicating anti-Christian bias inside the federal government, and a White House faith-based office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
From now on, any school allowing men to compete against girls or women in sports or use their locker rooms risks losing federal Title IX funds. That's under an executive order signed by the president. Also at SRNNews.com, the deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout offer is upon us.
More than 2 million employees have until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time this Thursday to decide what to do. Administration officials have increased their pressure on workers to leave. Officials also say furloughs or layoffs could come next. Officials say workers would have fewer civil service protections and higher scrutiny if they remain.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says buyout part of the administration's drive to trim the size and the cost of the federal government. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point ordering a dozen cadet clubs focusing on ethnicity and gender to disband. On Wall Street, the Dow down 79 points. This is SRN News. God doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
That's what most Americans believe. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 87% of respondents say God is not concerned with which team wins the big game on Sunday. However, on the question of whether or not the Almighty decides who does win, 20% of adults say yes. Separately, only 5% of pastors say they will cancel Sunday night activities to accommodate the Super Bowl, though some will make adjustments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan after critics said it was a government endorsement of religion. Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God, was prominently displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. Sheriff Michael Main says he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement, not promote religion. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation had threatened to launch a lawsuit if the verse remained. This is SRN News. The Scottish government is putting out the word it does not plan to ban cats.
First Minister John Swinney was forced to issue the statement after a report by independent experts branded felines a threat to Scotland's wildlife. The Scottish Animal Welfare Commission suggested containment measures be considered to reduce the damage. It said that could include restrictions on introducing cats to households in vulnerable areas. But after outraged headlines, Swinney set the record straight on Monday. He said the government's not going to be banning cats or restricting cats. We've no intention of doing so, and we will not be doing it. Keith Peters reporting.
Dairy cattle in Nevada have been infected with a new type of bird flu. It's different from the version that has spread in herds since last year. It indicates that distinct strains of the H5N1 bird flu virus have spilled over from wild birds into cattle at least twice. SRNNews.com.